Hello, this is Domino's.
Yes?
Did you get your pizza yet?
Yes.
Okay, there's a little bit of a problem with that. It turns out there's this competitor, he works at Pizza Hut, and he's been intercepting our orders, and they're not even giving Pizza Hut pizzas. They're going to the grocery store and just getting those $3 pizzas out of the freezer and cooking them in their home ovens and delivering them to people. Uh-huh. Did you notice anything like that about your pizza, that it seemed like it was store-bought and not delicious Domino's?
Did our pizza look store-bought? We have the Domino's box.
Yeah, he's got Domino's boxes. I don't know where he got them. I think he went to a print shop and printed up his own. But our delivery driver hasn't gotten there yet. So I think if you have a pizza,
the delivery driver hasn't been here.
It's counterfeit.
No.
Ma'am? Ma'am?
Yes?
Does it taste like drywall? That would be a sign.
Does it taste like drywall? Yes.
It does?
Yes.
Because, see, we didn't deliver that, and that's this guy. He's like a scam artist. Did he charge you extra, or did you give him a tip?
Did he charge you extra? Yes.
You remind me of that lady on Galaxy Quest that repeats the ship's computer, you know, like the back-and-forth lady. So,
sorry. I wasn't awake when it got by.
Oh, you weren't? Okay.
No.
Well, that guy scammed you, and you're going to have to pay for this pizza still to us, so you're going to have to pay double.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not my fault. You sound high. Are you high? Were you really sleeping, or are you high?
I was really sleeping.
You sound high. You sound completely high.
No.
This is Tom at the corporate office, and I'm an expert at people who are high, and I'm fairly certain this person is nodding. That's what these people call it, nodding.
Ah, I see, I see.
Heroin.
So, ma'am, about the scam artist.
Wait, are you guys playing a joke or something?
No, you can hear our dot matrix printer. He's from the corporate office, and I'm calling from the local store here in town. And we're going to need you, like, do you have some drawing paper? Because we need you to do, like, a sketch, like a drawing of what the guy looked like. Ma'am?
Are you guys okay?
I'm sorry?
Okay.
Okay, what?
Oh, we'll do a sketch, I guess.
Okay, what kind of paper do you have? Because you have to have good quality paper to do a sketch like that. You know, like an official sketch that can be used
to
apprehend
this
guy.
Ma'am, at the corporate office, do you have any parchment paper and a number 4 pencil?
Yes.
Is it number 4? Check and see if it's number 4. We'll hold. Ma'am?
Yes?
You need to confirm that you're going to look for a number 4 pencil.
I am right now.
All right. Hurry the fuck up.
Vagina?
Get her to draw it on paint and then email it to the company.
Ma'am, can you draw it and then scan it in and then put it in MS Paint and sign your name with it?
I can't. Oh, what kind of car
actually, it'd be much better if you could use GIMP and actually wrap it up into a TIFF file,
ma'am,
and then email it to us.
Listen,
can you handle that in your current heroin days?
And also, do you use Ubuntu or Lime?
What?
Do you use Ubuntu or Lime for your operating system for your computer? Because we're going to need this scanned in.
I don't. I'm so confused. Like, is this serious or is this a game?
Ma'am, we don't joke. We are Christians and we're calling from the corporate office. Right there, proof. Bam.
Well, yeah, like, we just paid $30 for a piece of that.
But you didn't pay it to us. You paid it to a scam artist. He's a con artist.
Oh, hell no. Y'all gonna give me my money back.
But he doesn't work here. That was a counterfeit pizza. It was made out of drywall. And he was wearing a uniform. I think he used to work for us.
Order pizza, right? And I guess there's a scam artist, right? That's happened to us because just bought a pizza.
Are you telling me? Are you telling me this? Or are you reporting to the ship computer?
No, I'm telling somebody else.
Oh.
And he just came to the house to deliver our food. And they're saying we gotta pay for another pizza because I wasn't the real delivery man.
Yes, this is Tom at the corporate office. Actually, it seems we've had quite a widespread problem with these people who are kind of like phone losers, I suppose, and they intercept our calls, and then they deliver these drywall-based pizzas from the store.
Hey, they're normal.
Two orders, Domino's pizza and what else?
They said they're buying it from the grocery store and just passing it off as Domino's, and
that
we gotta pay for
it. No, we said the hardware store, ma'am. It's drywall.
Whoever just came.
Ma'am, it's from Home Depot.
Oh, well,
you see, actually, these phone losers, they're actually mixing their own paste at home with the cheap drywall, because it's actually cheaper than a food product, and what you actually ate was drywall.
But it had tomato paste on it, so it's okay.
Can you talk to the police about this?
No, we don't want to involve the police, not after the incident.
Okay, well, tell that delivery man it's all our money dandy. We're fine. We don't want no pizza no more.
No, actually, we aren't in communication with this person. Yeah, he intercepted our calls, and they delivered this. We had no proof or knowledge of this until after the fact.
And
so
ma'am,
you need to come down here right now and please give us the bounce.
And it was really stupid of you to fall for this anyway. You know, this is pretty much all your fault.
Okay, did you just blame them for this problem here?
I just blamed the dumb lady I was talking to, because she's being really dumb.
She's a dumb lady? Okay, we're calling the cops right now. Peace.
Extremely dumb.